You're listening to the Ideal Business Show with Pat Rigsby. This is the place where fitness entrepreneurs come to learn how to earn more income, have more impact, and enjoy more freedom. Now, here's your host, Pat Rigsby.
Pat Rigsby here today with another episode of the Ideal Business Show. And today, my special guest is Igor Klebanov. And he is not only a friend, but a specialist in an area where I see massive opportunity in the fitness industry. He's the owner of Fitness Solutions Plus in the Toronto area. And he works with people with chronic conditions, people working to improve posture, menopausal females. I mean, he works with people who are a little bit outside that normal fat loss, body transformation, body composition crowd that it seems like everybody has really kind of dove in and focused on. And so, as I've said many times, and as I think a lot of the smart people in the industry have acknowledged, people want specialists. And this trend is only going to continue. This is going to be more and more prominent. And I think that Igor is ahead of the curve in this sense. So I wanted to bring him on and talk with him a little bit about his journey, his business, and even some of the things he's doing to empower fitness professionals to kind of take what he's done in a box and apply it in their own business. So welcome, Igor.
Thanks all for having me, Pat. This is one of my favorite topics to talk about.
Awesome. So I know you've done a lot in educating other professionals, both the professionals on your team and going out and speaking within the industry. But, you know, obviously you didn't start there. How did you kind of find your way to becoming a business owner and specializing in these, I think, high value solutions?
Sure. So I was training what I would call the general public. The average person who is 40 to 60 years old, not an athlete, has some excess body fat to lose, but also has chronic conditions like diabetes, like arthritis, osteoporosis, high blood pressure, and so on. Now, most of the time when these folks would go to a personal trainer, they don't expect the personal trainer to be able to handle these conditions, even though the scientific and the medical literature is out there that exercise in a very specific way can be a very potent way to ameliorate these conditions. So I was working with all these folks and they were getting fat loss, but the blood sugar drops, the blood pressure drops, all that kind of stuff was incidental. I started to think, what if there was a more direct way to actually bring down their blood pressure, bring down their blood sugar, improve their joints, and in a sense, be on their medical health team in a way that would get their medical doctors, their other health professionals referring out to me. So I started to dig into the medical and the scientific literature about what I call exercise prescription for those four specific conditions. The reason I use those four is because they're so common. Again, diabetes, arthritis, osteoporosis, and high blood pressure. And then I thought, well, when a doctor prescribes medications, there's a lot of precision behind it. For example, there's the name of the medication. There's the dosage, whether you should take it with food or away from food in the morning or the evening. However, when a doctor says you should exercise, well, that's all the information you get. You don't know if you should be doing cardio or strength training or stretching. He also doesn't tell you the frequency, how many times per week, intensity, how hard, and duration, how long. But just as a doctor would not prescribe the same medication for different conditions, nor should a person with a chronic condition do the same exercise for one chronic condition as somebody else with a different chronic condition. So I started to really dig in and figure out what is the optimal protocol for diabetes, what is the optimal protocol for arthritis, and so on. And as a result of being able to figure these things out and teach my, I guess, unique methodology to my team of fitness professionals, we've started getting a lot of referrals from both doctors, naturopathic doctors, chiropractors, and so on. So that's kind of how I arrived at my current methodology and program.
Awesome. So how has that translated into building a great business, into kind of professional success, both in the impact you're having and in just the outcome you're getting as a business owner?
Well, in a number of different ways, it's created several streams for me. In the one sense, it's made business a whole lot easier because of, I guess, we get passive clients. We get a lot of referrals from doctors and naturopathic doctors for the simple reason that very few other personal trainers know how to use exercise in a targeted way towards chronic conditions and back it up with the scientific evidence, with scientific studies. So that's one way in which it's translated into a better business. Just lead generation is a whole lot easier. The other way it's translated into a better business is that I've been hired on multiple occasions to speak at two fairly big conferences, one being the CanFit Pro and another one CPTN, Certified Personal Trainers Network. And even though I'm kind of a no-name speaker, those whenever I give talks about those specific topics, the room is literally always filled up with standing room only. So it's given me a lot of credibility. Plus, when clients come to my company from other personal training companies, they see that we have something unique, something that no other personal trainer, at least in the greater Charlotte area, does, who's translated in that way. And of course, nowadays, because my methodology is unique and for the most part, trainers don't want to spend their own time going through the scientific literature, they will take the shortcut, which is a very smart shortcut, by simply hiring me to teach them how to use exercise in a targeted way towards chronic conditions. As well, because the demand is out there among trainers, I've been able to create a program called the Top 1% Program, which trainers enroll in to learn how to work with people who have chronic conditions.
Very cool. So, what are you seeing in your own market as far as the impact of this type of program for the clients that you're serving? You know, I want to be really, really focused on that, really sensitive to that, because I feel like it's such a, it's not only great for us as professionals, but
right.
It fills a very prominent void. It gives people a better solution.
Absolutely. So the way I see it working with clients is the results are incredible when you use exercise in a targeted way. We know exercise in general is good, and even that I'll preface that by saying sometimes if you do the right exercise or kind of the right exercise, but if you use it in a very targeted way, it's way more powerful. And I repeatedly write case studies on my blog exactly with a specific client, what's the exact exercise, nutrition, supplementation program we used to, for example, get their blood sugar down, get their blood pressure down, and so on. So I'm going to use the example of one specific client. His name is George, and he's given me full permission to talk about him. His case study is on my website. So George, his blood pressure was about 154 over something like 104. Don't quote me on the numbers exactly, but it's very close to that. And he's had that for about 10 years, so a very, very long time. His doctor wanted to put him on medications for the last about 2-3 years, but George didn't want to go that route. So he hired myself to be able to bring his blood pressure down. And over a period of 12 weeks, we got it down from that level, 154 over 104 or so, down to essentially a non-hypertensive range. Now, it's not perfect, but it is non-hypertensive. It was something like 133 over like 84 or even 82, something like that. So we made substantial progress. And the kicker is he only had about 70% compliance or so. If he had, 80%+ compliance, the results would have been even better. And result is now he does not have to go on medications. Energy levels are higher. Anxiety is a lot lower. So that's one impact. Another one is another case study is Mandy, whose story I also wrote about on my website. Mandy had type 2 diabetes for about 16 years before she came to see us. And she tried everything, medications, and they worked temporarily the first 5 years, then they stopped working. Then she tried a couple other things, and again, some were hit or miss until we started to exercise her in a very targeted way towards her condition. Again, that's diabetes. And her, I don't know if this doesn't mean much to listeners, but her A1C came down from a level of above 7.0 to between 6.0 and 6.4. For those who don't know, the A1C is called glycated hemoglobin, and that is the average blood sugar over the last 3 months. For a diabetic, it is over 7.0. A non-diabetic is under 6.5. So essentially, we were able to turn around her diabetes with the targeted exercise and nutrition approach. Again, exercise by itself is good. Exercise in a much targeted way, the results are more effective and faster.
That's wonderful, because I think that really kind of sums it all up, right? I mean, that's why this is such a valuable solution. I mean, the market's going to tell us where there's opportunity. It's where we can solve big problems. And this is a big, very acute problem for a segment of the population that, I mean, they're going to respond to to ads online because they're going to feel like you're talking very specifically to them. You're going to get those referrals because you can solve very specific problems. So, man, I am a big, big fan of this. So if you're giving advice to a fitness professional who wants to start down this route, what two or three tips or suggestions would you have for them?
Well, for one thing, I would encourage them to really dig into how whatever condition their clients are coming with is affecting their life. What is the impact of a high blood pressure? Again, as I mentioned with George, it was causing him anxiety and a hard time sleeping. I mean, it's a vicious cycle, anxiety, a difficult time sleeping, and then and it goes on and on. So really investigate how this condition affects your clients' lives. And two, either go ahead and do the research yourself, go on my website and check out the articles, which are free, which the website is fitnesssolutionsplus.ca/blog. So you can see some of the most detailed guides on the entire internet about the specific exercise prescription for those conditions. Again, diabetes, arthritis, osteoporosis, high blood pressure. And lastly, start to really implement this with your clients. Even take on clients for either free or low cost, specifically for these conditions. On condition, of course, they have great compliance and they'll give you permission to write a case study on them and perhaps take a letter to their doctor saying, this is what we did, here are the results, and here is the scientific literature behind it. I think that's probably some of the most effective ways of implementing this methodology.
So along those same lines, I want to kind of piggyback that and say, okay, what have you done? Maybe a better way of asking, what would you do to recommend that people connect with physicians, naturopaths? I mean, people that can serve as referral sources. How can somebody kind of start that relationship?
Great. I think naturopathic doctors are much, much easier to access and possibly much more profitable than medical doctors. For a couple of reasons. Medical doctors will typically have a roster of something like 1,000 patients, and they'll see each one for anywhere from, 4 to 10 minutes. And the majority of the population probably cannot afford personal training. Whereas with naturopathic doctors, at least here in Toronto and Ontario, people are paying either out of pocket or through benefits or something like that. So they tend to be a more affluent crowd, so much more likely to be able to afford personal training. Furthermore, the naturopathic doctor has a much easier time sending emails to connect my staff with their patients. So how would you do this? I'm kind of lucky in the sense that I live in Toronto and we have a naturopathic college here. As far as I know, there are only 4 naturopathic colleges in all of North America. That's Canada and the States. So what I do is I do speaking engagements on the naturopathic college campus. And this way I'm kind of planting the seeds that while there's students, they kind of understand my methodology. And then once they graduate and start actually working with patients, I want them to have only one personal training company in mind once they graduate, and that's mine. So I'm kind of planting the seeds, and if you live in an area that also has a naturopathic college, you can do that. If not, one other thing you can do is you can send an introductory letter to your client's doctor, whether it's medical doctor, naturopathic doctor, etc., saying, hi, my name is, fill in your name. We are both on your patient's healthcare team. And here is what I intend to do from an exercise perspective to be able to help my clients be able to improve their, and fill in the blank, blood pressure, blood sugar, thyroid, and so on. And so that's letter number one, but you don't stop at letter number one. You also send an additional 2 or 3 letters, kind of as progress reports. So after about 2 or 3 months, it's good to send another letter saying that here's what we've been doing and here's what the progress is like. And after they reach their ideal goal, but possibly send another letter. And I emphasize letter, not email. Paper is better. So you send another letter saying, well, we've been working together for, 6 months to a year, and here are the results now. Here's what we did to achieve those results, and leave it at that. And then another follow-up that letter fairly closely with another letter saying, I would like to offer you, the naturopathic doctor or the medical doctor, a complimentary, 1, 2, 3 sessions, whatever, so that you can understand our methodology better firsthand. And I do have a selfish reason in doing this. I hope to impress you so much with our service, our methodology, our quality, that you end up referring other patients, but no pressure. That's probably the best way of connecting with medical professionals.
Very cool. That's awesome. So we've covered a lot of ground in a really short period of time. I mean, I think this is such a valuable resource. Now, I know that you've got, some education specific to professionals coming out soon. So if somebody wants to connect with you to not only kind of look at some of the free information that you've provided on your site, because I mean, there's a veritable library there, but to, you know, stay in touch, dig into more of this, and then maybe take advantage of some of that professional education when it's available, how can they connect with you?
Sure. So they can simply email me, and my email is Igor, I-G-O-R, at torontofitnessonline.com. Once again, that's Igor at torontofitnessonline.com. That is, again, it's not out yet, but I am working on a program called the Top 1% Program, which is a 26-week program where each week you learn something new. And I say an inch wide and a mile deep. What I mean by that is that we cover a very narrow topic in great depth. For example, in week four, I believe, we cover blood sugar in great depth. In week 13, I believe, we talk about menopause and so on. So that's the Top 1% Program. It's not out yet, but it is coming out. One thing that's already out is my one-on-one face-to-face or, you know, computer-screen mentorship program. It's just like the Top 1% Program, but in a much more condensed time period and much more personalized because it is one-on-one. People can learn about that. This link, fitnesssolutionsplus.ca/mentorship. That's kind of the resources that I currently have available for the professional.
Very cool. So, man, I appreciate you coming on so much. This was really, really valuable, really powerful, and like I said, a very short period of time. So this is awesome.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah, I think this really goes down a path that we need more of in the industry. So I appreciate it. And then as always, for all those listening in, not only do I recommend you guys dig in, connect, study what he's doing, but understand the overarching theme. Go very deep in a narrow market, a narrow problem, rather than trying to go so wide and there's a huge opportunity for you. And then as always, thank you for listening in to another episode of the Ideal Business Show. This is Pat Rigsby signing off.
Thanks for listening. We've got a special gift for our listeners. We're giving away 52 cut and paste newsletters that you could start using for your fitness business today. To get your special gift, head on over to patrigsby.com/gift.